Drafting used to be a vocational skill, where the skill was in the line work and the lettering. But now the computer does that beautifully. So the skill is much more cognitive. It's more in your ability to understand and apply the AutoCAD program, to understand and apply good drafting techniques. You can have a beautiful CAD drawing with terrible drafting. The notes would be all in different text heights, different thicknesses, all over the place, so there was no rational thought to how the notes went on. You see, what a drafter does is they communicate an idea to a builder. So generally, someone has an idea, a client, a person who wants a home built, a manufacturer who wants to create some product. Those ideas have to be translated into a drawing that a builder, could be a carpenter, a welder, a machinist, a seamstress, anybody who's ever done sewing. The pattern is a set of drafting plans. And so you have to be a good communicator. You have to be able to understand what people want and then display it in a way that the builder, you know, produces what they want. So you're the guy in between. So CAD does allow people to do it faster. Doesn't necessarily allow people to do it better, because it's still up to being, you know, the drafting skills. The real power of CAD is not in the initial drawing, but in the editing. And there's not a project on earth that wasn't changed 10 times before it finished. Can you move this over here? Oh, we can't get that piece of equipment. We need to put this one instead, okay? We used to have to erase. And it was a lot of work, and now, of course, that tediousness is taken out of it. The real big move in CAD now is into 3D modeling. Traditional drafting on a drafting board was limited to two dimensions because there was no depth to the paper. And so you had to do a top view, a front view, and a right side view of the same object. If something moved, it moved in two views. And so the drafter had to be on the ball and make sure that the two views matched. Otherwise, they were both wrong, because who knew which was the right one? Well, now, more and more, and that's probably the way we're going to go, we draw a 3D model. The computer shows us the front view, the top view, and the right side view. Mm-hmm. So if something changes, it changes in all the appropriate views. So people aren't really doing drafting anymore as much as design. In fact, some of the softwares, you model a piece, you click a button, it produces a whole drawing, notes, dimensions, layout, everything. So CAD as we know it really doesn't exist anymore, or won't. It does now, but I would say within 10 years we'll be modelers, and the software will take care of the drafting part. So Quantlin is working very hard to make that change. We've already seen two programs shut down at BCIT, two drafting programs, knowing that the software, unfortunately, is taking place of what people used to do. But of course, it does it better. It doesn't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We can, especially with 3D models, in something like, if you think of a refinery where pipes are running all over the place, we can do collision checking long before we ever get to the point of paying somebody $50 an hour to do welding. Okay, so mistakes can be avoided. So it does it better and faster. We had an interview last week with an employer who came in to see us. And what they're doing now is they're going into existing refineries, scanning the whole place into a 3D model, and then modeling within it. Wow. And then pressing a button and it produces the drawings. So that's where the technology's going. Mm-hmm.